Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
Well, for one last time, we're saying 1380 WPHM. Scott Shigley, our general manager here at Radio First, we sat here, what, about a month ago and dropped the big news that we're shutting down 1380 and moving the morning show over to 105.5. That happens on Monday.
I know. It's really, yeah, it's really odd to, you know, kind of think about it, you know, sitting here thinking about that this is going to be the last time you're going to be on this station. But, you know, I mean, I can put my own interviewer hat on, you know, and looking at you and asking you, what you know, what are some of the things that that you think about when you think about, you know, kind of this, the, you know, the history of, you know, kind of, I mean, we're not moving anywhere, right? But I mean, just certainly the frequencies are going to move, but we're still going to be in the same studio. But
Well, it's been nostalgic because I'm still doing the same show that I've been doing, and it'll change a little bit, but not in any major dramatic way. It'll still be in the same studio, like you said. But I grew up listening to AM radio. You know, I grew up listening to, you know, the little clock radio next to my bed where I'd scan the dial. And we're so lucky in this market to have Port Huron stations, Sarnia stations, Detroit stations, you know, London, Windsor. I mean, it's a full radio dial.
Right.
And I just remember as a kid listening up and down the dial, but primarily 1380 was what was on in our house growing up.
Yeah, it's really interesting, you know, because like when you look at just the history of our business and all the things that, you know, have, you know, been added technology-wise, you know, and how it kind of has changed what's most important to us. I mean, back in the day, you know, when AM radio was first, you know, coming into, you know, its inception, it was really important to have, like, broad, you know, reach across as much, you know, as many miles as you could go. And, you know, as we've evolved, you know, we've come into, you know, the streaming world where, you know, now literally someone can listen to you anywhere in the world.
And they do.
Yeah, yeah they do. Yeah. And it causes you to kind of, you know, like reevaluate and say, okay, well, which, you know, things are most important, you know, to us, you know, in providing, you know, the programming that we do. And, you know, having just the number of AM stations. I mean, we'll still be on 1450 AM, of course, but yeah, it is interesting. It just really is a change. I think it's something that you're going to continue to see, too. I mean, as we kind of, you know, move along, I mean, since the early 90s, we've had over 800 AM stations that have just ceased operation. And, you know, since COVID, it's been over 300 of them have done the same thing. And, you know, and I think there's a combination of things. It's, you know, a lack of, you know, really programming that you have that, you know, it's really serving your community in a meaningful way. It's hard to find and sustain. And then, you know, you want to keep live people on the air as much as possible. And that's what we really strive to do here.
Well, and we, to reiterate what we talked about a month ago when we announced this will make us a stronger company. We are going to be three radio stations. We're going to be Q Country 107, 96.9 WBTI, and 105.5 WPHM. And those three stations will continue to serve the community.
Yeah, and that was what was really important for me. I mean, when I looked at it from a broader standpoint, you know, you look at it and you go, okay, you know, who's really listening at these particular times? You know, are we relevant to, you know, our clients and advertisers with, you know, with this programming? And then are we focused? Because anytime you have, you know, a lot of different things, it really gives us an opportunity to really look at it and laser focus what are we really good at? And then how do we do more of it? I mean, that's one of that's just a basic management tactic, you know, that I think most people, you know, understand. It's like, you know, you don't, anytime you're trying to do things that maybe you're not as great at, you know, it causes you to lose focus and do more of what you're really good at. And this is what it's going to help us do. And I'm really excited about it. I think people are going to really like the opportunity to catch you on an FM dial. I'm excited for the group of people that might not have navigated over to AM, and now they're like, wait a minute,
who's this guy?
Who's this Paul Miller guy? Well, like, where's he? Right. Where'd he come from?
They're about to find out. And then after I get off the air at 10 o'clock, it'll be country, rock, and folk.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit more about the music that people are going to hear on the new WPHM.
Yeah, I, you know what? It's funny because I've been in this business for a long time, Paul, and one of the things that has been interesting over the years. So we have a very successful country station in Q Country, and Q Country really focuses on popular country music. And country music over the last probably 20 years, it's probably been that long, even though it doesn't seem like it, really kind of took the mantle from what was, you know, when we were kids, it was top 40 radio that was kind of, you know, the 18 to dead demographic.
Right.
And, you know, was really the popular music. Well, country has really kind of taken over that spot. And listen, it's incredibly popular. I mean, to the point where what you do is you're basically killing new songs. Like, and I think our listeners can, you know, relate to this. It's like, you ever get sick of hearing a song? Well, guess what, though? That's what we do. Like, you play that, a new song that's popular is going to get played once every 3.5 hours, and we're going to bury that thing. We're gonna make that thing end up in your head for as long as you want it there.
For sure.
But one of the things that's changed over the years is in country radio that I found fascinating is that there are a lot of artists out there that I think are really representative of like what country is and have a lot of influence from, you know, the early country and bluegrass, like whether it be Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, those folks that doesn't get played on country radio. And if you think about artists like Zach Bryan or Sturgill Simpson or the Avett Brothers or Tyler Childers, like these are really talented artists, and they don't get played on country radio. And the reason why they don't get played on country radio is because when you're a singer-songwriter, the record companies now, they want artists that are going to play songs that their songwriters write. So that's where, so they get the publishing fees, right? And and so if you don't agree to do that, you really don't have the push on country radio that you probably should. And so when I was looking at that, I thought, look, there's a lot of really good stuff that's out there. That's just not getting played in a popular way. And I thought, you know what? You can find a lot of continuity between these artists and then even going back and as it relates to artists like Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Tom Petty, the Grateful Dead. And what we did is we thought, okay, let's see what happens when we bring, you know, these artists together. I mean, because we'll play anything from like Led Zeppelin to Bob Marley on 92.7 that's going to switch over to 105.5. And the response has been really, really amazing, and people love it. And so you're going to hear a lot of, like, you're going to hear Jimmy Buffett, but you probably, you might hear Margaritaville every once in a while, but you're going to get exposed to Jimmy Buffett that you never, thought that you would ever hear, and you're going to, I promise you, you're going to like it. And we have new bands, like if you've ever heard of, like, the Red Clay Strays. Hugely popular band, now out in festivals and touring the U.S. Actually played at Lexington Village Theater at one point, which was really cool. These guys are huge now. Noah Kahan, is another name, that Billy Strings, who's right here from Michigan, and this guy's won Grammys as the best bluegrass artist in the United States and is terrifically, talented, but those are the artists that we're going to play, and I think people are going to really enjoy. You'll hear familiar songs, like we know that you got to have some familiar songs in there, but you give it a run. I think you're really going to like it.
It'll be on after I get off the air at 10 o'clock on 105.5, the new WPHM, which debuts next week. I'm excited, Scott.
It's going to be great. And you know what? Let us know. What you think, because we're always striving to make these stations better and more in tune to our local community. But Paul, this is I think about all the people that have signed on and signed off here on this frequency, and it's got a long history of some really great voices. So we do We are aware of that, you know, but we are very excited about what's to come.
So Long 1380, Hello 105.5. One of our first guests on the new station next week is going to be Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
She'll no way.
Yeah, she'll be with us on Monday. So
all right, man.
But you got to go over to 105.5 to hear it. So.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Yep, we'll see you.